Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Jonathan Alexander. I'm waiting for my guest to call in, but until then, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my vitamin website. I have a vitamin website, and it's www.multiplexvitamins.com. And what I want to do is I want to donate a portion of the sales to a charity. I was thinking of doing 10% to a charity. So this show, while I'm waiting for the guests to call in, just want to let you all know that I want the show to be as much about everything as possible. I want the show to be a show where everybody can call in, or anybody can, be a guest on it. I would like for it to be an avenue where just about anybody could be able to have their own voice on the radio. So, I'm still waiting for. Let's see. Anyway, okay. All right. I think I see her calling in. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, hey. How are you? So
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was waiting for you to call in. The this is everyone. This is Bobby Brown. She was, I believe, in a few. How many warrant videos were you in?
Only one.
Only one. Oh yeah, that was the cherry pie one, right?
That's right. Right.
Right. The just out of curiosity, I mean, have you always been interested in music, or was that, or were those people that you just were friends with, or?
Well, let's see. I've always liked music. My dad was a country singer, and I moved to LA really just to be a model. And the first couple of jobs I really booked was rock videos. So, I mean, when I did the Cherry Pie video, I didn't even know who Warrant was, really, because I kind of liked dance music or hip-hop music.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just kind of a fluke. It was just a job that I booked, you know? I didn't even know who they were. I remember saying to them, like, oh, you guys sing that song, Heaven? I guess it was, like, number one, that, like, right before that.
Right.
So.
The, yeah, it was, have you done any other music videos since then, or?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, also I heard somewhere that you're writing a book now. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. It's coming along very slowly. I kind of, I was mentioned in, like, 13 or more books over the years, and in this past year, specifically in 4, that did really well, and I just thought, you know, maybe I should do, you know, my version, my side of the story, you know, a retort, if you will, and make some money. Shit, why not? Am I allowed to cuss?
What
Sorry.
Was the book about? What's the book going to be about?
The title is called A Serial Rock Dater, Sex, Drugs, and Cherry Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good title, huh?
So it's your story of your life, so to speak.
Right. It's an autobiography for sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I'll be self-deprecating. It'll be funny. It won't serve me. It won't be, you know, one-sided. You know, I'm cool like that.
You're self-deprecating?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I remember reading on your MySpace thing that you love someone that can make you laugh.
Yeah. That's always a plus.
I mean, is it because, like, I think I read something that you were a comedian or something. Is that true?
Not like stand-up. I mean, just a prankster laughing, you know, I'm trying to laugh as much as I possibly can. I like to be around people who can make me laugh. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it was just out of curiosity. I mean, tell me about your sense of humor. Is it sort of like Monty Python-ish?
No. I can find a sense of humor in just about anything except anything morose or, like, you know, bloody, or I don't think things like that are funny at all. Like Faces of Death, people are amused by that. I'm not at all. I like, you know, Dane Cook cracks me up, and you know, I don't like real dry senses of comedy, but I like physical comedy, especially, you know, people who are physically funny as well.
Like Jim Carrey?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, back when he used to do stand up, he literally made me piss my pants.
What was so funny about him, though?
He's more physical.
What about Robin physical. Williams?
Huh? Robin? Not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I saw the movie Liar Liar.
Yeah.
That was good. I mean, they said that they've compared Jim Carrey to Mr. Bean.
Really? I like Mr. Bean.
I mean, they've interviewed him, and they said, they interviewed Mr. Bean, and they said, we've been compared to Jim Carrey. Well, they both have the same sort of, like, facial expressions.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they make sense. Yeah, because they're very physically funny, yeah. So, yeah, that's funny.
But, I also read somewhere that one of your favorite movies is Basic Instinct. Is that true?
Basic Instinct? I don't think so.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Okay, I remember, I thought I read that on your MySpace profile.
Mm-mm.
Let me see if I have that.
I don't think so.
Here, let me see what it says here.
On my profile, my MySpace profile? My personal one or the fan page?
It says movies. Moulin Rouge, Basic Instinct, Fight Club, and Comedy Above All.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I did put that on there. Oh, yeah, I did. You know why? Because me and my daughter and I had just watched it. And, it was a good movie. I was thinking, for some reason, I was thinking of another movie. I was thinking of Fatal Attraction. You were saying Fatal Attraction. In my mind, that's what I thought you were saying. But, Basic Instinct. How do you like that movie?
Yeah, why Basic Instinct?
It's kind of like a thriller or intent. You know, you don't know what's up. But it was a good movie. I don't know, I like those kind of movies. I don't like scary movies. But suspense, I like.
Oh, yeah, suspense. Because, yeah. I mean, I think that, what is the number one thing that you think people, the misconception that you think people have about you?
Misconceptions people have about me. I think they think I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way I look a lot. Or that I'm, slutty because of the way my body looks. People don't tend to give me the benefit of the doubt of having a brain, really.
Right.
And that's what I tend to get mostly.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, like, when we talked earlier, it's like I was wanting to make sure, because, I've seen some of the interviews that you've been given, and I'm like, I wanted to make sure that this was really going to cover her as a person. Like, you're also a poet.
Right. Yeah, I have lots actually posted on my MySpace blogs.
Yeah, what do you like to write about?
I usually write about relationships. Basically, that's all I really write about, love and the lack thereof.
Do you know what the definition of a poem is?
What?
It's a spontaneous overflow of emotion recollected in a moment of tranquility.
That's awesome. That's exactly what it is.
It was taught to me by an English teacher. That's the exact definition of it.
And it really is,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess what it is I didn't see anybody interviews where you really asked about your book or asked about your poetry.
They just want to know the juicy shit.
Well, it just seems to me a little bit, it just seemed a little bit more like there's got to be more to her,
Yeah, well, I'd like to think so.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it was, what I was going to say is that, do you think that you'd ever, do you sing yourself or?
Do I sing?
Yes.
I had a record deal once and then I got pregnant and they let me keep the advance, but they dropped the contract because obviously I got pregnant, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a record deal with Jive Records. I was actually supposed to be the original Britney Spears, believe it or not.
What do you mean by the original Britney Spears?
Well, they were looking for somebody from the South, a girl from Louisiana, whatever. I had just been on Star Search, and Jive Records, which is her label, came to me from seeing that and put me in the studio and all kind of stuff and signed it and whatever. And then after I got pregnant, they got Britney.
So in other words, if they hadn't gotten Britney, they would have gotten you?
Yeah, I had to deal with them and everything, but I got pregnant.
I see.
But it's not a regret. It's not a mistake by any means. I'd probably be dead right now. Otherwise.
Be dead
me.
By now.
Yeah, I was on a roller coaster, a fast one at that time. A lot of things were coming to me and on my plate, and I didn't know what to do with them. I'd just been out here a little while, and I was like, damn, I'm just kind of going with it. And
Well, it is amazing how some people, like, like here in Los Angeles, California, you know, a lot of the people I've talked to who are in Los Angeles, California, it's like, how many friends, how many celebrities that they've known, and it's kind of like they're kind of immune to it all, whereas someone else, if they hear about it, they're kind of amazed. Like, I talked to one woman who dated Brad Pitt.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. You know, you kind of get a little bit, because it's like you get sort of, you don't really get starstruck, you know?
No, not at all. You know, I have never really been, though, to be honest.
Apparently you have a caller coming. Do you want to take a question?
Sure, why not?
Right.
You've been a naughty boy. You should get angrily fisted, bad boy.
I don't know who that was.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on that person. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You know who that was, sir?
I don't know who that was, but it was pretty funny.
Okay. But,
you get those kind of calls all the time?
No, that was my first caller, actually.
Ever?
Yes.
I'm weird.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I don't care.
I have to change the thing to mature, but...
That's okay.
But, or do something, I guess, or something.
Do you have anything else you want to ask me?
Oh, actually, yeah, we can keep talking if you want. Your daughter, how old is she?
She's 15.
Oh, she's 15.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What does she want to do?
She's a writer. She's already been published. If you read her blogs, you'll be blown away. She outright me or anybody I know at my age or older any day. She's amazing. She's a genius. I'm very proud of her. And she writes every day, and you should check it out. Check out some of her writing. I personally can't read it all the time because I will take it personally, and I'll be like, what's going on, you know? But she's amazing. She's a genius. She's brilliant, and she's gorgeous, too. And she has her, you know, her craft together. I mean, she owns it. She pretty much owns it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, she's brilliant. And cool, too, and hip. She's not, she owns it, put it that way.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm very proud. I'm very happy. She won't ever have to experience the situations and tribulations that I've gone through, you know?
I know. Because, if she were to decide to do music videos, what would you do?
She's said from day one, like, she used to go on interviews with me, and they'd be like, oh, what a beautiful little girl. Maybe she should come in. She goes, I don't want to be known for my looks. I was like, okay.
Oh, so, I know that, but what if she wanted to sing?
Oh, that wouldn't be a problem. She writes great. She should start writing music. She's very musically inclined, obviously, because of her father, I guess. And
who is her father?
Janie Lane, the singer of Warrant. Where are you going? Okay. The singer of Warrant.
Okay. Oh, okay. Do you ever talk to Jamie Warren?
Yeah. Actually, I just hung out with them the other night. He was, she was here, my daughter, and we took her to middle school. He was singing with middle school, and he got on the stage and sang Cherry Pie, and I was there, and his girlfriend, and Taylor, and it was fun. When he's not drunk, we get along fine. When he's sober, he's great, but when he's not sober, it's not so good.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever talk to the people in MySpace who are on your fan club?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
There's a MySpace fan club.
Fan page, uh-huh.
Yeah, do you ever talk to those people?
Yeah.
Really?
I have somebody does that fan page for me, but if anybody ever sends me a message personally or somebody that I know, and a lot of people think for some reason, even though it says it's not, that it's me,
mm-hmm.
she'll direct the message over to me directly and I'll respond.
She,
yeah, Christine. She's the one that runs my fan page.
Oh, how long have you known Christine?
I've known Christine not all that long, actually. She came to me with the suggestion or the offer, and I only know her via email. And I said, sure, go for it, you know. And she did, and she's done a wonderful job with it, really. And she devotes a lot of time to it, and I don't pay her, and she does it just out of really being a fan and now a friend, but it's really nice of her.
Did you tell anybody you were being interviewed today?
A few people, yeah.
Okay.
Are you gonna post it on MySpace?
Yeah, if you want.
Sure, if you feel like it.
Sure.
I don't mind.
Would you post it on MySpace or?
I don't know how.
Oh, you cut and paste the code.
Okay, if you give me the code, I will.
Yeah, that would be good, because
I can put it on my fan page. Christine will put it on the fan page for sure, and then I can put it on mine, too.
Oh, yeah, I can put it on the, yeah, then I'll tell her that an interview is done. I mean, I wish I had told everybody in advance that there's going to be an interview with you, because that would have really, but it just seems to me that, and how often do you talk to Tommy Lee?
What? How often? Oh, yeah. We communicate like a couple times a month, depending.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Pamela Anderson?
We don't speak.
Okay.
No.
Is it because you just don't speak, or?
Well, let me think. Ever since she married my ex-fiance 4 days after I introduced them, I don't have a real camaraderie with her, put it that way.
I gotcha.
Yeah, we're not kosher. I don't hate her. I don't have any ill will towards her, and good luck.
It just would be awkward if you would ever speak, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and, you know, I've seen her out. We've been in the same place before, and she's gone out of her way to be stupid, and I don't have time for that. You know, or talk about me in interviews and have people call me, like, what do you think about Pam? I'm like, I don't. I don't think about her, so it's all good.
What do you think of Borat?
It was interesting. I don't know. I mean, everybody made such a woo about it, and I was like, oh, it's all right. You know?
You do know what happened in the movie, right?
Yeah. I fell asleep kind of towards the end, though.
What?
I fell asleep kind of towards the end.
Oh, you didn't know what happened at the end.
I guess know what happened.
Well, he runs into Pamela.
Yeah, right. It's something about at a book place or something.
And
like
then what he does is he immediately puts them over and is like,
yeah, he attacks her, like, takes her, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that part.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was funny. It was all right. It was okay. It was a funny movie. He was clever.
Okay. Yeah, the...
I fell asleep through the other part, too, like the gay part or something, or...
Well, there was a part where they're rolling around on the bed, and...
Yeah, I didn't see that part. I fell asleep during that part.
Okay.
Apparently, I fell asleep during the good parts. I don't know.
But that was a weird... that was a weird movie. I mean, I
it was.
I mean, but I've heard some people say that they were really... that they really did like that movie. I was just wondering to know what you thought about it.
Well,
I had no idea. I didn't know idea whether or not you and Pamela Anderson were friends or not.
No, not at all.
I mean, you're not enemies. You're just not friends.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I think maybe at one point we might have been enemies, but I never really put all that much thought into it, you know?
Have you ever met her?
Huh?
Have you ever met her?
Yes, she was my friend. I introduced her to Tommy.
What?
I was with Tommy. I introduced her. Tommy and I were together. She was my friend. I introduced them.
I see.
And then she ran off with him. You know, he and I were having trouble. And then she ran off with him, and they got married 4 days after we broke up, after they just met. And but he had somebody call me with a play-by-play of everything that they did while they were there. So then I told the press about where they were to ruin it, and it was a big dramatic bullshit. It was very chaotic back then. And then I couldn't leave my house for freaking ever because there was so much press and being hounded by all that, and it was very hurtful too, you know. I went through a lot of pain after that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard for me to watch TV or open any tabloids for quite a while.
Yeah. Well,
you know, when you break up with somebody, you don't ever think that you're never going to see them again, or that it's like a death, you know, like that they're really going to marry somebody 4 days later that you just introduced them to, or, you know what I mean? This is really, it was just a weird thing to have to deal with.
I know. It must be rough.
It was rough. It was really rough. It was really rough for a while there. It took me, God, this long to be able to be in the same room with him and not be affected some way, somehow, good, bad, or otherwise. I can be in the room with him now and not feel anything, and that's okay. But it took that long, you know?
Right. That was, I mean, you know, did you go in, I mean, sorry to ask this, but did you go into therapy or?
No, I really should have, though. Really should have, because, you know, a lot of situations that happened after that weren't so good due to those circumstances, and I probably really should have.
I understand.
That's when I started writing, though. That was a form of therapy, really. But I should have delved in a little deeper. I had some serious issues with relationships after that, like really, really bad.
Well, it's good that you found someone after that.
Yeah, but it's taken this long, you know. And the couple of relationships I have had have been really bad. You know, I guess they say that you pick that what you think that you're worthy of, and if that be the case, then, you know, I'm completely self-defeated, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, I mean, how'd you meet your current boyfriend?
Through a mutual friend, and he happens to be from the same hometown I am from. We're both from Louisiana, and, you know, we just got along. We were friends first for a year. And it was really, you know, it happened by chance, really. It wasn't like first attraction, or we hit it off immediately, or it just kind of happened. It was weird. It's like something that you never would thought would. Like, I just remember going like, oh, I'd never, you know, we'd never date. Like, you know, somebody you'd never think that you'd get together with, and then you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, do you still get depressed, or?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Like, with what?
My life. I have a lot of regret, which is really hard to live with. Regret is probably my biggest problem. And it's really hard because you can't go back and fix those things, you know? You can't change, go back in time and make a different decision and do things differently. And you can make amends and try to move on, but it's really hard to get out of your head, you know? So that's the hardest, that's the problem I have with, you know?
I know, because, I mean, like, I'm 35, and I consider myself very lucky, you know?
Right. I've been lucky in my life, but I've just taken a lot of situations that could have been amazing for me and my child and really just screwed them off because of my emotional instability.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, unfortunately, and these are things I can't change, you know?
Right.
So, that kind of sucks. And to have to struggle at this point in my life when I had everything handed to me on a silver platter and in my lap repeatedly as I continued to kick it out the door is a nightmare for me to have to understand. Like, what the heck was my problem?
Financially, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a joke to me. I'm like, I'm so stupid. A lot. I was really stupid a lot.
Aren't you doing a new reality show?
I did a pilot for one that hasn't been picked up yet, and I'm going to hold for another one right now. I'll find out about any day now. But, you know.
Do you mind if I ask you what it is? Or?
One is called, the pilot I shot was called Cougar. And I guess you know what that means, right?
Cougar?
Cougar, the term cougar.
Refresh me.
It's a, like older women dating younger guys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we shot that, and it's really funny. It just, you know, needs somebody that's interested in it. And the other one is it's like a rehab show, not like rehab for drugs, but rehab, like rehabilitating your life, like getting, you know, you back on track, your career back, your this back, getting you back out there kind of thing. That's what I'm on hold for right now.
Well, you know, it's funny that you did one called Cougar, because I usually go for older women in their 40s.
Really?
Yes.
That's so funny. Yeah, my boyfriend right now is 5 years younger than me.
It's just something that I mean, it's like, to me, women in their 40s are like so sexy, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's so weird. I'm not even close to being the same person I used to be. It's like bizarre, you know? But, I mean, I was dating really younger guys, too, at one point, and that
okay,
didn't work
out
well. Okay,
we have another call. Do you want me to take this call?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, how are you?
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Bobby, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just have a question, and if I've heard your discussion, the 30 minutes, and I want to know, what would advise someone younger that's going through or has had the opportunity to do what you've done? What sort of, not regret that I heard you say, but what sort of advice would you give someone coming up in the industry on some do's and
On some what? Hello? On do's and don'ts?
I'm sorry, my phone was breaking up.
Okay, the do's and don'ts of dating someone younger as you're trying to succeed in a career in the entertainment industry?
Exactly, in a career in the entertainment industry.
And what does the dating part of the younger person have to do with that?
That wasn't my question.
Okay, I didn't hear you. You must have cut out. Okay, repeat the question if you don't mind.
Okay, the question is, what advice would you give someone up and coming in the entertainment industry on some do's and don'ts and things they should do and possible things they should stay away from?
Okay. I would always read the contract, always. Always make sure that there is one. Don't sign anything that you haven't read. And don't ever, you know, meet in places for any type of work that are, like, unbusiness or unethical, you know what I mean? Like, don't go meet somebody for drinks for, you know, a movie or something. They have a lot of people who are full of crap. That are just trying to get, you know, in your pants, not really help you with your career. Let's see, what else? Don't take everything personally, because every single day you're going to have to, this is a competition, really, deep down, and if you take it personally, you're not going to survive. You have to take it with a grain of salt, and don't be eager. The more eager you are, they can smell it from a mile away, and the less interested they are. Be so apathetic. Anytime you ever interview, be focused on what you're doing and don't take anything in personally, because then you won't do nearly as good a job. So just go in there really confident and pretty much act like you own it, and you're not affected by it either way if you get the job. And 9 times out of 10, they'll sense that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Bobby. It's been great listening to you, and congratulations on your show, Jonathan.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right.
And congratulations to you too, Bobby. You take care.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad that went well.
Yeah.
I'm glad that went well. You know, it always feels good when people, when I know that people are listening and that they call in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's got to be a little reassuring, huh?
Oh, it is very reassuring. I can listen.
That's cool.
You. It's very reassuring. I mean, you seem like you have your, you have about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Is there anything that you want to leave, like, for instance, that you want to, I mean, you want to, anything more you want to say about your book or anything?
I'm just writing. It's going to be a little bit of time before I finish it, because I put it on the back burner for a while now. But I have some interest in it right now, so I'm going to, you know, get that kicking in. I have a lot of requests for people wanting or interested in it, so... I'm promoting it even though it's not even finished, you know? So by the time it does come out, people will be like, yeah, damn, I've been waiting to read that or heard about that.
Well, it's nice to kind of hear your point of view, because usually, you know, when everyone talks about the girl in the video, it's usually someone else writing about you.
Right, right. And they don't really know. They weren't even there firsthand, you know, usually. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be good, and it's honest, and that's who I am. I am an honest person, and I'm okay with talking crap about myself, because I, you know, I was there. I can admit to my wrongs and move on with that. I'm responsible for most of it anyway. So, but yeah, I had a crazy life there for a good while. It's so weird. When I see old tape of myself, I just go like, oh my God, is that even me? Like, I can't even relate to that person or that situation right now.
The person that was dancing in that video. I mean,
what about the video?
The person that was dancing in the video, you mean?
No, I mean, I'm talking about anything that I did, you know, people that I dated and the life that I led. Like, you know, any interview that I did from back then, I'm just like, I'll watch now and go, oh, my God, it's so embarrassing. I'm like, oh, goodness, you know. I was a real bitch back then, too, real bitch. I'm so much humbled now, so much more humbled and normal.
Yeah.
I was so, yeah, arrogant.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a great time interviewing you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your interest.
All right. The time is up, but
okay.
But thank you. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Right. So tell me, send me the thing to page, and I will.
Oh, send you the page? I sure will.
Okay, hon.
Right,
okay, have a great day.
Bye-bye. Right,